brought me over. For every trial, you soon be through.
Welcome to your WTF Landia radio show. It's your girl, Char Michelle. I hope you're well. I truly hope that you are well. You see, this podcast is going to be just a little different. Just a bit different because I'm not here with you anymore. Well, I'm not personally here with you anymore. My voice is. And a ton of podcasts that I published that you probably didn't want to listen to when I was here is what has been left behind. And I truly hope that it gives you more of a roadmap, a blueprint, and an idea of what I was trying to bring across. If you're hearing this now, well, it might seem scary, definitely, probably dark, but I just want you to know that there is hope. There is hope in this situation that you find yourself in this very hour, and that is the Lord. There's hope in the Lord, and I know when I spoke about this, many people were probably turned off or said, you know, I've heard about wars. We've heard about, you know, all of these crazy things that we've talked about here on WTF Landia radio show. But, you know, I didn't think that all that meant that the end was here. I didn't think that the Bible was right. I didn't think that prophecy would make sense. And NASA's telling us that it was an alien invasion. So I'm just going to go with that. Don't stop. Right there. Don't believe that. There was no alien invasion. You might see more aliens now, though. Might encounter more now because now the praying believers, Christ followers, aka Christians that walked on the righteous path, not just religiously speaking. A lot of religious people threw you guys off, and I'm sorry for those. I'd like to apologize in advance. I might, you know, have done that a time or two in my life to people. I claimed to be a Christian and was probably a horrible Christian at that stage. And I'm sorry. I did a lot of work. I did a lot of praying. I did a lot of crying. I did a lot of confessing. I did a lot of reading. And I did a lot of faith. It's hard to have faith when you don't see something. You can't touch it. You can't tangibly experience it. But the only thing that I could hold on to in the last, you know, 7 years or so was faith, was God. I stopped drinking. I stopped smoking. I stopped being married. And I left a lot of things behind that probably just didn't suit me anymore. And with grace and God's mercy and favor, I got through it, or was going through it. And so now I'm, you know, just letting you know that you're listening to a person who, in fact, very much so was imperfect. And I say that to say this, that, you see, Jesus was always ridiculed. From the point where he died and he got kicked and spit at and tortured all the way to the cross, carrying his cross in the wee hours in the morning, his friends going to sleep on him when they asked him to pray just before he was about to be sacrificed. All these things you'll find in Scripture if you read them. They were never just a book of fantasy. It's the book of law. And now you're not going to have access to the Bible. Your governments are going to take the Bible apps in the Bibles and they're going to make them banned books, just like they did The Color Purple and all the other books that they banned just recently. The Bible will be on that list because why? It's non-inclusive. Quote unquote, hand quotes, finger quotes. The Bible is the most inclusive thing you can imagine. It just makes you responsible for your actions. So they'll call it non-inclusive. But the Bible is the law. And what good is a law if it's broken? No one likes to follow the law unless it's there to protect you. It's harder to follow, yes, at times, but that's what the Bible was there for. So they're going to make it seem like the Bible is non-inclusive and all the religions should gather together and have one religious order. That is also a lie from the devil. That is the Antichrist, the person who's going to make everything seem like the most wonderful, inclusive, loving, one world, one religious talking point is in fact the Antichrist. And he means to bring you all to hell, even further into hell. Because it's a lie, and even the devil tries to appear as the light. When you think about it, Christians like to go out and feed the homeless, and so do Satan worshipers. That's just because people innately have the ability to, as children of God, to have the soul to give. They're just lost and manipulated by the lies of the devil. And the devil tries to make you think with your flesh and not with your spirit. Your spirit lasts longer than your flesh. Your flesh only has 80 years or so. Your spirit has eternity. And no, you're not going to come back on earth as a reincarnate. You won't do that. You know why? Because the nuclear bombs won't allow anything to live on this earth. Look at Chernobyl. If that happens, there is no more coming back. Just check out, check out the Revelations. It's a scary place. And it's okay to be scared about something that you read in the Bible. It's not all very... It's not all fun and fancy, I should say. You know, sometimes the real scary stuff is hard to look at, but it's important because it's a roadmap and it's a guide to get you to deny your flesh like Jesus and walk on a righteous path and be more righteous than right, because no one's made to be perfect. That was probably not your calling. It was Jesus's, though, and he took our imperfections to hell and left it there so we didn't have to go there. And then he rose again so that we could be free. He made himself a sacrifice, the Lamb of God. And see, that's what people fail to understand. That's what people fail to hold on to. It seems too outlandish. It seems like a far-fetched thought. Why would this guy say that he's the Son of God? And why would he die for me? It's so goofy. It's so weird. And so, well, it's only that. It's only weird and goofy and scary if you're just not aware of the fact that someone loves you that much. That they knew you were going to be making decisions that felt right in the moment, but the long-term effects was going to be fire and brimstone and hell, which is what you will experience to a certain degree, even on this earth. Well, imagine what you're going through right now. It will be a trillion gazillion times worse. If there's a number you could put on it, that's just the number that popped into my head. In hell. So you can imagine the dark days ahead of you right now. They're going to get darker, hotter, and more lonely. if you don't understand this one thing. Right now, you need to deny your flesh. You need to shut out the noise from the outside world. Do not be manipulated by the sounds of what seems right, what feels right, and stick to the script. Read the Bible, talk, and pray to God. Ask Jesus to come into your life. Ask the Holy Spirit to baptize you. Read the Bible. Repent every second of the day if you have to. If you think a bad thought, repent. If you do something bad, repent, 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 repent. And say, Lord, when I go home, I want to go home with you. Please write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I need you to do this. I need you to do this. I need you to understand that there's still a way. You're going to be offered a microchip. It's called the Mark of the Beast. It's spoken about in Revelations 14, verses 16 through 17, or 18. And you don't want to accept that. Once you accept that, there's no really turning away from that. You're not going to be able to buy. You won't be able to sell. You'll be thrown in jail. You'll be, a lot of this stuff is going to happen, okay? Don't worry. If you deny yourself before, you know, man, if you walk in faith, then I'm sure that Jesus will remember you before his Father. But you've got to do it now. You cannot fall into the trap any further. The inclusive nature will get everybody included in hell. You have to stand up, have faith. Don't follow the crowd. Now you've followed the crowd to get to this point. Okay? There is a responsibility that we have on earth. You think about the times that someone tried to talk to you about God, and someone tried to share to you about the fact that this rapture would happen. And how many times you said, you rolled your eyes, or you said whatever, or you thought, you know, I have a little longer. I would have been there too. The only thing that prevented me is to know that, well, God's mercy. And then just to seek him. I'm seeking him. I'm seeking him like day and night, night and day. Because I know that this isn't it. And I know that this is too much for me to try to handle and try to deal with. So I know that it's bigger than me, and it's all up to God. So since I know that, that's how I'm able to leave you this message. And I leave you this message with so much love in my heart and so much hurt. That you are here, and it's a scary time. I left behind 3 Bibles. Find them, read them, look at the notes, look at the dates, look at the times. Maybe there's something behind it. I don't know. Most of the times I was just in tears, crying, asking God what I needed to know. And I still feel so grateful that God showed me the things. Maybe he showed me things to show you that I still don't know what that meant. But maybe it'll mean something to you. Maybe it'll mean something to the world. But I can tell you what, there is only one way to heaven. You cannot bypass this way. John 14:6. There's one way to the Father, and that is through the Son. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua HaMashiach. Yeshua is his name, and he is the way to heaven. You have to understand, there's no denying Jesus died so that you could live. Ask him in. Forget what the Antichrist is talking about. The man, the guy. His name is not going to be the Antichrist. He's going to be some guy who's charming and who has all of the answers to make everybody feel included. Remember that. Inclusivity equals one world, one order, one rule. If there's too many, you know, options, and people feel left out. So we bring everybody and we include everybody into the same thought, the same life, the same way of thinking, the same belief patterns. And that's going to not include Jesus. They're not going to tell you that there's only one way to heaven, and that's through Jesus. If in fact they do tell you that, then you're on the right path. If they tell you that there's ways to God just by praying and just, that's a lie. Call it what it is. There is only one way to the Father, and that's through the Son of Man, and that is Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, the Anointed One of Nazareth. He walked this earth, a spotless lamb. He did not sin. I don't care what the blasphemers have told you to get to this point. He did not sin, but he took on the sins of the world, and he took them into hell, where he spent 3 days, and he drug those people out of the hell that did not belong there, and he left those sins in hell. And if you believe in him, you would not perish, and have, but you would have everlasting life. And so when you make a mistake, which you will, because he knew that, because we live on earth, and Lucifer took over earth, right? God made this perfect planet, and then Lucifer was the angel of music. This guy had instruments built into his body, the most beautiful music you could ever imagine. And he decided that he wanted to be bigger than God. He wanted to do more. He wanted more. And so, you know, when that happens, try to take what's not yours. Then the consequences were he was struck down, and God threw him out, kicked him out of heaven, and kicked him onto earth. And so the earth is his playground. And it's limited, right? You don't think God knows that? It's limited. God has allowed everybody to know him, to hear him, to hear of his Son. Now, if you choose other ways of living, we do. We also have last choice. We have final say. If we choose the chaos to make order out of chaos, like the Masonic order, if we choose that way, then we have to understand, you know, we're only one man. We can't save ourselves. Only Jesus can do that. So what happened is a lot of mankind is fooled that if they just, you know, try their hardest, work their hardest, they can become the best. If they just sell their souls, then they can have what they need on earth. And that option has gotten many to this point, everyone who is here listening to this point, who is left behind to this point, where you just weren't quite there, just weren't quite following. You probably knew about him, maybe at one point you did accept Jesus into your heart, but you just didn't follow. Well, now is the time. Now is the time to deny yourself. My goodness, this is going to be difficult. You have to deny yourself. You won't be able to eat. You won't be able to buy food without the mark of the beast, without the microchip that you get to tap coming into store. Oh, but this is great. If there's a disease, the microchip goes and finds the disease and it gets rid of it. It's a lie. It is to separate you from God. The microchip is to separate your thoughts, your faith, your belief from Christ, from Jesus, from the Lord in heaven, Yahweh. El Shaddai, Adonai Elohim, that is our Abba, that is God in heaven. It is to separate you from that. Do not take that microchip. Do not follow that person who's trying to make order out of chaos, who is telling you that one belief, one religion, one pattern of thinking is what's going to include everybody, and all it's going to do is include everybody on one narrow path, and that's straight to hell. You have to think outside the box. You have to understand. If you don't know anything, if you don't understand anything, if you are not left with anything from this podcast, from this final show, then know this, that there is only one way to the Father, and that is through the Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Stay strong. Have faith. Fight the good fight. And I'll see you soon. If you or anyone you know needs hope for an amazing afterlife, please say this prayer and believe that it will be done. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I believe you died for my sins so that I could be forgiven and live a more blessed and protected life. Send your angels to guard me, God. I receive you, Jesus, as my King, my brother, my Lord, and my Savior. Baptize me in your Holy Spirit. Thank you for sacrificing your life on the cross for mine. Holy Spirit, please join me on my walk with Christ, giving me spiritual discernment from right and wrong. And please allow me to lead others to come to know exactly who God is through his Son, Jesus, and his sacrifice on that cross. This I pray honestly and urgently. Amen.